Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
If you snooze, you're going to lose. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 22nd and 23rd. One more week in the Ides month. Well, here's the deal. Our over-the-counter sale of leftover and unclaimed turkey permits will go on sale Monday starting at 10 a.m. Okay, until they are sold out. Here's the deal, people. I'm telling you, turkey hung areas like 12, 14, 16, 20, 22... Well, if there are any leftover permits, they're going to go fast. Get in line early. You can go online or get to the license issuing agent if you want. I've seen some lines over the years that were 10, 20, 30 people long. But now, again, the central and southern tier counties, best turkey hunting in the state, bar none, especially the southern tier counties. But here we go up north. There are going to be plenty of permits left over, but that is going to be one hell of a challenging hunt. Just a reminder, too, New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs is going to have the South Jersey Sportsman's Jamboree coming up before you know it. It's going to be Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Dream Park in Gloucester County. More about that as you go along. Go to the State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs website or Facebook page to find out more about it. Again, another call out to you, the Hotshot Bass guys and gals out there. The first annual Levi Bowen Memorial Fishing Tournament on Alloways Lake. Okay, still have to, limited to 20 boats. There are still some spots available. It's what it's about. $1,000 first prize, $500 second prize, $250 for third place, and a $250 Lunker prize. And it's only $100 per boat, not per angler, per boat. Okay, if you want more information on that, go to www.ranchhope.org to find out more information about that. Got some. Oh, yeah, don't forget the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament. It's going to be May 18th. If you register before April 19th, you're going to save on adult registration fees, be eligible for additional prizes, and head directly to the beach on the day of the tournament instead of having to stop at the pavilion, do all the paperwork, blah, 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 and get that out of the way. Whispers out there on Weakfish, they're going to be coming. They're going to be getting here any day. Our next couple of segments, actually segments 3 and 4, we have Captain Acrodelli talking Weakfish and also talking perch bite. Really, really lighting up. But our next segment, we have Republican 9th District Gregory E. Meyer talking about the anti-gun bills being posed in Trenton and Murphy's, again, financial attack on gun owners, financial hit on gun owners or prospective gun owners in his budget. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. And don't forget, in the fresh water, don't be fishing in the trout-stocked waters. There are some exceptions. Go to the Fishing Digest, 2020 Fishing Digest, to find out. And Shenandoah up there in Ocean County will not be stocked. Water level low to doing the dam repairs. Get that out of the way. But I'll tell you, picker bite, bass bite, crappy bite. It is really, really getting going. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, Jam Show. Jam Show. Hang in.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We're here today with Ashley Mitrick, the South Jersey account manager from South Jersey Gas, to discuss the benefits of converting your home to natural gas. So why should a homeowner make the switch to natural gas?
Natural gas is versatile. It's not just for heating or cooking. Natural gas can power clothes dryers, fireplaces, outdoor fire pits, pool heaters, generators, and tank-free grilling.
And how much can a homeowner save?
Homeowners can save up to $3,278 in annual heating costs with high-efficiency equipment.
Do you have to convert all of your appliances at once?
No, not at all. To convert your home to natural gas, you can start with your heater or one appliance of your choosing, whether it be stove, dryer, water heater, grill, any natural gas appliance.
So what can a new customer expect from South Jersey Gas?
Rest assured, I'll be with you the entire way. As your account manager, I'm here to help you start safe, reliable, and affordable natural gas service with ease.
So what do I need to do?
Visit southjerseygas.com/switch to gas or call us at 1-218-217-0864 to get started.
Once again, we're joined by our good friend Scott Spencer of Batteries Plus in Northfield and Mount Laurel. Scott, I know you can't wait to make this announcement, so take it away.
Batteries Plus has always been known for providing excellent sales and service to South Jersey. We're proud to announce our technology service centers are now 100% Apple and Samsung certified. Attaining these rigorous certifications with our technology partners is just another example of how we continue to deliver on our commitment to quality and our customers.
Can you explain what the certifications mean to your customers?
Having a Samsung and Apple certification, it's the training, it's the hours of support, it's the equipment that we're using, it's the software to check and double check to make sure that your repair is done right the first time, and all the components that we use to repair your phone, we use original Apple and Samsung parts.
Find just about any battery you need and also get your Apple or Samsung phone certified repaired. Scott, now tell us how to find you.
Go to batteriesplus.com, type in your location, and choose Northfield or Mount Laurel.
Volunteering in your community is extremely rewarding. The Cape May County Medical Reserve Corps, MRC, is seeking your help. Make new friends, develop new skills, and give something back by calling 609-463-6692 to find out more about becoming a Medical Reserve Corps member. The MRC is recruiting now for individuals of all backgrounds and qualifications. Be part of the effort to keep Cape May County safe and prepared in case of an emergency. Call today at 609-463-6692 or visit njlincs.net.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're going to get to some gun stuff right now. Murphy's budget came to proposed budget. Of course, he had to get in a shot at gun owners. Whether you want to apply for a firearms or D card, whatever. Again, jump those fees. Gangbangers pay these fees, I'm wondering. These criminals that use the guns pay these fees. And also, again, just received a press release from the NRA, ILA, New Jersey. Assembly Democrats forge ahead with gun bills. Five gun bills are on a DACA, which make absolutely no sense because to me, it's just duplicity for the sake of duplicity. Look what we're doing to stop crime. Right. Hey, joining us on the line right now, very special. His first time on Rack and Fin Radio and his first gig at the New Jersey Assembly is Assemblyman Gregory E. Meyer, Republican, 9th District. I'm in Ocean County. We're going to talk about this Murphy budget. He had a good whack on that one, man. Press release I received. And also these gun bills. Assemblyman, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. You have quite a show there, got to tell you.
I get paid for this. This is a riot, Greg. This is a riot. On a serious note, Greg, with Murphy's budget, again, it's colossal. It's what, now $58 billion? He could not help but jam it to the gun owners, prospective gun owners, legal firearms owners, yet again. And you had a great response to that.
Yeah, so it's really ludicrous to be doing this. First of all, as you know, the Second Amendment clarifies in the Constitution that it's our right to keep and bear arms, and you know as well as I do that if you want less of something, you tax it. So this is just another way of not only a money grab, but also really just trying to go after your everyday citizen and prevent. You know, you're talking about he's looking at a 10% tax, I believe, increase on ammunition. And going right down the line. So all those things really just hit the lower end of the income spectrum. So for someone that talks about fairness and equity, I don't see how this really helps your everyday citizen, how it helps reduce crime. And it really doesn't really help with a $58 billion budget. He's only looking to, I think, what is it, $8 million thereabouts to try to get from all this. So I don't see the point of it.
Yeah, and the thing is, all the Democrats with him are on board totally with this. As for the, again, the Assembly Democrats forge ahead with these gun bills. Listeners, A4974, A4975, 76, 1389, and A5345. All sorts of mandates and know this, know that, know this and that. For example, bans possession and sale of machine gun conversion devices. Like that's A4974, for example. That's been the law for how many decades? I mean, this is just so duplicitous, but is it look what we're doing type of feel good? What's that term they call virtue signaling? What do you think?
Virtue signaling. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think, yeah, going back to the 80s, I think when they really started to regulate, probably even before that, machine guns, though. So it is duplicative, and it just, like you said, it's feel good virtue signaling. I don't think this is going to stop one bit, assuming it gets passed, one person from converting their gun into a machine gun. And as you mentioned with the gangbangers and all the career criminals, they're going to find a way to do it regardless of what the law says.
Absolutely. Listen, there's another one. A1389 requires confiscation of ammunition and certain firearms components in response to domestic violence restraining orders or convictions. Of course, New Jersey already has very harsh gun confiscation laws they pertain to restraining orders. And I get that. But it's on accusations, not due process. And that, to me, is something as scary as all get out.
That is very scary. And there's you hear about the slippery slope type of thing. Obviously, we want to protect victims of domestic violence. But an accusation, I mean, is it the person that makes the accusation? Is it the strength of the counter accusation? Where does it go from here?
Yeah, the thing is, a lot of ancillary things are involved. They can confiscate your choke tubes, holsters, slings, the whole nine yards. But here's another one. A4976 establishes the crime of reckless discharge. Discharging firearms recklessly is already against the law. So what's, again, the feel-good mentality here?
Couldn't agree with you more. It's it's a crime to use a gun to commit a crime in the first place. Reckless discharge. I mean, everybody has their own definition of recklessness. We leave it up to law enforcement, but I believe they have pretty good tools already to go after criminals or people who are truly misusing their firearms with the laws that are already on the books. So I think if we stay focused on the criminals that are actually using guns to commit crimes, I think we'd all be a whole lot better off.
Greg, you get some of these rogue prosecutors, man. They are rabidly anti-gun. And the attorney general, Plackett, I mean, anything. They'll look at anything to prosecute a gun owner.
Yeah, it's really a shame. I mean, they don't recognize that. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But the value of home defense and self-defense, and what that means to being a free society. And you got these guys out there trying to do gun centralization, which they're not really opposed to guns. They're okay with their people having guns. They're okay with their own armed security.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
the thing. Again, these are the same bills that pass the Assembly Judiciary Committee, but they must pass Assembly Appropriation before advancing to the floor. Okay, Assemblyman Greg Meyer, Republican 9th District, let me hit you with this. With the extreme majority that the Democrats own in both houses, you think this is a slam dunk for them?
I never like to say it's a slam dunk. I have seen some. I am actually on the Appropriations Committee, so I have seen a few bills get pulled or sometimes not make it there.
Wow.
They do tend to, when it goes up for a vote, they do tend to have the numbers overwhelmingly right now, but that certainly doesn't stop me and a lot of my Republican colleagues from speaking out against some of these more egregious bills that are there. And that's why we're there. We have to keep fighting.
Yeah, Greg, keep the fighting going on with this election coming up. DJ say, I'm not going to mention where when it happened. It was recently that. Republicans are basically ineffective in Trenton because, again, the supermajority that the Democrats have in both houses. Yet there are gains, incremental, little as they are, but there are gains. Now, Chittorelli's going he's going full tilt boogie. He only lost by a few points last time around. Your take, I mean, picking up some seats. I know you're an optimist. I tend to be the glasses half full kind of guy sometimes. But what do you think? I mean, Republicans have some momentum going into November?
I believe we do. I think we do have momentum, particularly come off the very strong showing by Donald Trump, President Trump in 2024. There are four assembly districts, which makes up eight members of the assembly that are currently controlled by Democrats, which President Trump won. So, I mean, if you pick up all those, which may or may not be possible,
would you agree that they're in play?
They're certainly in play. There's no question about that. And,
wow.
I think there's some that might be on the other side as well. And a lot of the just there's primary challenges for these Democrats up and down the state. So they're certainly that's a lot of them. That's their first concern before they even get to the general election. So you might see.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as I said, you may see different. In some cases, you have some. You know, incumbency certainly is an advantage. You see that around the country, but you might have an entirely different Democrat up there when it comes to.
All I know is from that side of the aisle, man. Even on state level, county level, national level, they're really the wacko wing is taking over. Just my observation. I don't know how it can get any more wackier in New Jersey.
Well, there is California, so we can always.
Wait. What if Murphy? We're going to be New Jersey. Going to be the shining blue beacon like California of the East Coast.
Oh gosh, yeah. Well, it's the sunny weather year round.
But, yeah. Assemblyman Greg E. Meyer, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio, Republican 9th District. Assemblyman, again, get out. There are a million legal gun owners in New Jersey, firearms owners, be it long guns, handguns, whatever. We have concealed carry. You have to jump through, whatever. But in your opinion, how do we get more to go out there and vote? So many I know. Nah, voting, it's a waste of time. The Democrats own it. It's a waste of time. Just leave me alone. They don't want to. How can the Republicans doing anything to get out the vote of the gun owners? What do you think?
We are doing everything we can to get out the vote. Certainly, I'm in Ocean County, which is a more Republican area, but I know there's a whole lot more people that should be voting that are not. When it comes to gun owners, I just want to remind them why you have that right. And if you look at certain Supreme Court cases, just in recent memory, a lot of those were 5-4. So one vote goes the other way, it's gone. You lose it. So keep that in mind every time you vote. And also keep in mind, I like to remind people the Florida election, the 2000 presidential election, which came down to Florida, that was decided by just over 500 votes.
Right.
In a country of, at that time, we're just under 300 million. So if you think about it, every vote does count. And
Greg, on a lighter note, I remember they were around for a while. I guess people can Google it. A band came out called the Hanging Chads. Honest to God, the things I remember. Assemblyman Greg Meyer, Republican 9th District, Ocean County. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. You will be a frequent guest as the elections draw closer. You promise?
I promise, as long as you'll have me.
I got you there, Greg. You take care. Best of all. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Tom. You too.
Greg Meyer, a newbie. Young gun. Pun intended. Good guy. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Going to be talking some weak fishing and talking some perch. Light is on. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. Who can get their gun rights restored? There's an apparent difference of opinion between the Department of Justice and the Trump White House. A pardons attorney at the Justice Department says she was fired for not recommending that actor Mel Gibson be allowed to possess firearms once again. He lost his Second Amendment rights over a misdemeanor domestic violence conviction in 2011. The lawyer, Elizabeth G. Oyer, told the New York Times that restoring gun rights to Gibson would be dangerous. Statements to the press by the Justice Department say the Mel Gibson matter played no role in Oyer's dismissal. She was not the only one fired by the new administration, but it does come after the previous president, President Biden, issued a blanket pardon to his son, Hunter, who, among other things, was accused of lying on his background check form as well as possessing a firearm during a time of addictive drug use. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got March 22nd and 23rd. Okay, I want to do a little preemptive strike here. with a longtime friend and guest on Rack and Fin Radio. Give it another, I'd say another couple of weeks. April's always good for the weeks of the weakfish to show up. Weakies will be here pretty soon. Now, weakfish are like woodcock hunters. I'm going to fly guys on the dry fly hatch. It's very secretive. They don't want to say boo. And they're mostly, it's mostly a night gig. Although in the spring, early spring, we've caught them during the daylight periods, cloudy days like we had this past Thursday. But weakfish will be arriving soon. Get the drop on the weeks. Their numbers have been increasing. Sizes have been increasing over the past 2 or 3 years. I've noticed this everywhere from Barnegat Bay there, Barnegat Light, on down through Stone Harbor. There are bigger weeks showing up. And also down around the Cape there, too. Shout out to Jeff and the crew at Hans, too, down there in Cape May. But join us online, Captain Al Credelli III, long time, I guess all his life, South Jersey resident, Back Bay experto, to the nth degree. He's been a panelist on George Poveromo's World of Saltwater Fishing seminar series. We're going to talk getting prepared for weakfish. Also, another segment on... Whoa, man, this perch bite is hot. Join us on the line right now, Captain Al Credelli. How you doing? Now, I hear you're on the beach, brother.
Yeah, taking Ivory for a little stroll, taking a new new beagle for a little conditioning run.
Al, great. We spoke. I'm all fired up. And this time of year, I'm like a paramecia on Splermeba. I'm splitting 5,000 directions. It's happening.
Yeah. The 20th. It's the equinox. It's happening.
It's happening, Al. But now, preparation for the inevitable appearance of weakfish, they sort out. Like you told me over these, listen, let's go back to the 90s. Tommy P, they slide in and they're here. Only the people in the know have everything timed where they're going to show up here and there. Al, what reasonable time do you think they might show?
55 degrees on a top of an incoming tide in any of the intercoastal waterway or sound situations, usually it's time to start hitting them hot and heavy. There'll be some fluke already, which will also be attracted to your weakfish offerings, but and they have to be released. But it's action in between.
Yep.
Bluefish have been a little disappointing the last few years, but they provide a little bite, and the season does start earlier. I believe it's a May 5th start this year, so you can get yourself lined up on them. But, you hit the nail right on the head, Tommy. The weakfish are definitely making a little resurgence, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of considered them kind of a cycle fish. When they were more prevalent, they seem to show up at better years, every 5 years or so. Would be a banner year.
Exactly.
And then it would kind of, people would be disappointed a little bit. But we could disappoint ourselves. You could change in tactics. There's a lot of different ways to fish weak fish. Having tunnel vision, always using soft plastics, or always using mara lures, or always using one. Saying the word always when you're fishing usually doesn't add up to a whole lot of success.
And Al, especially now with the more fishermen, especially early in the season, these fish can be really picky. And you showed me that, like I said, listen, it's way back in the 90s where it was a tutorial to the nth degree. It was crazy.
As a matter of fact, I remember that day well, even though it was almost 30 years ago. You caught yourself a big old 9-pounder, I believe.
Al, that was a tide runner of a lifetime. But Al, water clarity now, water temperature, like you said, 55 degrees coming in. Are they, again, because all of a sudden they're here, they're not, are they coming in schools, pods? What's the dealio? Single fish, pairs?
I always believe, I learned from some of the old timers here in town, and they believe that they showed up early. They usually swam in, everything kind of, every life supports life, if you will. So when the shad and the herring and things like that, the cold water species start showing up. But there's going to be predatory stuff mixed in with it, But it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to catch it always. Like you said, again, nail on the head. They could be keyed in on one specific forage.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, if you're not mimicking it or using it, then you're going to be struggling. The other thing is, too, is some of the, you know, the bait this time of year, if it's grass shrimp or small crustaceans, they can be very difficult to mimic size-wise and be able to cast, you know, to be able to
right.
present. You know, so that presents a problem. But again, I'm gonna rat out a rig I've been using.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This will cover both, because we're going to talk a little bit about this perch plate. I mean, we have to. But I took a page out of freshwater. You know, again, no tunnel vision. Always try different things. And for the last probably about 15 years now, I've been messing around with slip bobs. And taking a page out of freshwater book, yeah, so be it. But, I mean, I have had success with the slip bobber rig, adjustable depth bobber rig, from everything from tuna fishing, sword fishing, to fishing, obviously in freshwater, or the back creeks for everything else.
Right.
You know, it's an excellent way to present a bait. First of all, have you discussed with your listeners about slip bobber rigs before? We have to discuss the whole deal.
No, slip bobber rigs is pretty, you know, people can Google yeah. it. You know, I've been using it for years, but it can be so deadly effective. And a shout out to Captain Wayne Cicero with his slip bobber thing, killing the fluke up there in Barnegat Bay, but that's another segment. But now, the slip bobber for the weeks now. How's that working?
I like to use slip bobbers to me mean either, to me, if styrofoam is something I use in the deep and in deeper work, for more general presentations, balsa is the way to go. And when a balsa bobber means a fill, mm-hmm. the fill company makes the best. Now the line has to feed through. Just a couple of things to key on. Spend a dollar extra on a more quality bobber, a slip bobber, than brass grommets on each end. Protect your line. That really helps. Always get them with pencils on top and bottom, because that indicates. And make sure that you can fasten a mini light stick to the top for low light conditions. That really helps you.
Right.
Or night fishing. Or just thing getting old like I am, you can't see anything.
That's vintage Crudelli. Wow, question now. This is a light tackle game. I see guys out there with stuff that, you know.
She's hollering. I'm sorry.
Calm that dog down, man. I'm a beagle, man, so I can.
I know
this is indulging. This is self-indulging for me. But, Al, when monofine, fluorofine, is there a need for braid? I know it's thinner, more sensitive, but can this be, again, an ultra-light tackle game, 4-6 pound test, so to speak?
Yeah.
A light tackle game. Do you need the fluoro? Do you need the braid?
I rig two different ways. I do prefer to use braid, but your bobber stops will change. I've been using the rubber ones. They're a lot more versatile, and they're color coded. What you want are the black rubber stops.
Mm-hmm.
are go on. Like up to 20 pound braid, okay.
And that's basically a 6 pound mono diameter.
Two,
okay.
Yeah, you can maybe use that time. I still can't see. You hear her?
Al, on the slip bobber deal, it's not an exact science, so to speak. And listen, you're gonna have to adjust. That's how it works. But it's easy peasy.
Exactly.
For me to be able to do it, I look at things. I'm the original dyslexic when it comes to that. Al, one thing important in line rods. I go back to my old Fenwick ultralight glass rods, the Fen glass rods. I even have an Eagle Claw yellow sweetheart rod. Early season in the back with the weak fish, it's a nice soft, there you go, it's on. I don't know.
We're a Fenwick
you want that soft tip? What do you want?
Yes, soft tip is, is because you're using light line anyway. You know, you have to match every light hook, light wire hook, presents the bait better, and you know, hooks the fish much better with light tackle. And the other thing I wanted, you know, you're casting a bobber stop. You're not going to make monster casts. You're not going to cast.
Exactly. It's a short, yeah, short game. Yep.
But you can, when you, if you have a rod selection, most of us have thousands, you find one with larger guides for the fourth to the tip. Because the bobber stop will pass through those guides a little easier.
Right.
If you understand what I'm
sure. To. Yep. We got the visual there. Al baits now.
Okay.
It's if you get grass shrimp, bloods, and artificials. I'm a fan of the old Mr. Twister jig head with the grub tail on the back. Always works. But Al, let me ask you this: all your years before, four or five decades doing this, if that, what the hell is it with weak fish, even in the early season, with the pink, everything was a pink. I don't get it.
Okay. Pink, if you've ever seen a live silver side or bay anchovy in the dark, in low light conditions, a live one now, not one that's been dead and lost its color, if you will, a shiny live one, they are actually pink under your flashlight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And there you go.
It's iridescent. Not bubblegum, pink, which some guys swear by.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I use one with metal, with a little bit of a metal flake in it. Okay, a pink with a little bit of metal flake in it. That gives it that iridescence.
Right.
Pink is not my go-to color. Like some guys, I know they're going to say, what does this guy know about weakness if he doesn't go to pink? You know what my go-to colors are, you know, Arkansas Shiner. And Texas Chili.
Boy, that was a lesson learned. That was a lesson learned a long time ago. Texas Chili is badass bait, Al.
Yep. And don't forget me, you're swimming these weak fish. Everybody thinks channel edges and crick mouths. Dynamite faces to the fish. But they are also very, very structure-oriented. So if there's anything you know about pieces of underwater sod banks that break off, places where you get striper bites, Florida are great places to fish for weak fish. And all you have to do is position yourself where you can catch that bobber and drift with it.
Mm-hmm.
You just watch the bobber. It's very soul bite. It'll stand up and it'll be a perfect indicator.
Yep.
And it's a deadly way to fish. Don't be so hurried to use small things, because if they're not eating grass or crustaceans, as I started to say earlier, they're going to be eating the bay anchovies, and they are very, very big in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
5 inches sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen those baits that size. Exactly. Alan, question, we're up against the break here, but I remember it was a couple of years ago, I met a guy at a tackle shop, happened to be in there. He had about a 4-pound weeky, which he kept, which was fine. I'm okay with that. And now the stomach was jammed with little, I'm looking at it, wow. Jammed with little calico crabs or sand crabs, whatever they call those little things. I didn't realize that the weakies they jump all over the crabs.
Yeah, the crabs, they'll feed on the crabs in a surf situation, and usually on weakies don't like a tossed ocean or stained or riled up water.
Mm-hmm.
They like, they like things a little calmer. Doesn't mean you have to go fishing on flat calm days every day.
Right.
You know, the most comfortable days for fishing, the most comfortable days on people aren't always the best for fishing. You know, you have to remember that too. But low light conditions definitely prevail. Structure definitely prevails. If you can tie structure together with a good quick mouth or a good flow of tide that allows big fish to ambush, which they're famous for.
Mm-hmm.
You have weak fish heaven, if you will.
There we go. Al, we're up against a hard break. Listen, we come back, we're going to be talking Ooh, some perch bite. That is happening again. Up and down, up and down, up. And when it's on, it is inferno. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back with Captain Al Cardelli from the Bayhound. Used to be the Bayhound Charters. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Gunfire at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, late Friday has left at least one person dead and several hurt. Public Information Officer Dan Trujillo.
They've been transported to local hospitals, some to El Paso, and we don't have the extent of their injuries.
A motive's unknown. So far, no arrests. A South Dakota law will restrict transgender individuals' access to public bathrooms.
The measure signed into law by GOP Governor Larry Roden will also allow people to sue schools or the state if officials at these facilities don't take action to prevent this.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The U.S. military has agreed to postpone the implementation of a ban on transgenders to March 28th as the appeals process plays out. Former heavyweight champion George Foreman has died at the age of 76. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, we're looking pretty warm with a mix of clouds and sun. We could see a little bit of a breeze in the area with a high of 67. For tomorrow, we could see some sun giving way to some clouds, a little bit cooler with a high of 52. And then on Monday, we could be seeing breezy conditions again with just a little rain in the area, otherwise warmer temperatures with a high of 59. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Captain, we're talking weak fish here. Let's get to, I had a call again the other night. Tommy P, it's on. It's on. What's on, Al? I said, well, I want to talk weak fish. You know, they're going to be here pretty soon. He said, yeah, no, that's a few weeks away. Get ready for them. But the perch. Now, Dave Scholl was on it. Perch bite them. They have seeking areas going on. Captain Al's down there in the Sea Isle area. And I understand, Captain Al, you got some white perch activity inferno stage. What do you got?
Yeah, it's on. I mean, talking about the weak fish, and we know they're coming. That's a great thing. But you guys want to go get wet a line right now? All the tributaries that I fish from Forestview area, Dividing Creek area on the other side, to all the way to up to New Gretna, there's a white perch bite is phenomenal.
Al, that Dividing Creek, I can't believe you said that.
Well, there's a plethora of fish in that place.
Wow.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, it's Al. Okay, Dividing Creek. So, Al, you mentioned you saw a guy show up, must have paid $30 for some jumbo bloodworms, a dozen jumbo bloods or whatever, and you kind of might little Pete, what you do, but you knocked the snot out of the fish with good old trout worms.
Old trout worms, red wigglers, Tommy. They killed them. I couldn't keep them on. And guess what? They were only $5 to $6 for 24 of them.
Yeah.
But I saw a fella had a 9-inch bloodworm, got out a pair of razor sharp scissors, and cut it into 9 pieces. I said, why wouldn't you? I don't know. I mean, people do things. You know, they they have success and they stick. Yeah. I don't blame them. But I mean, I tell you, I not to show my age here, Tommy, but we used to buy a flat of bloodworms to fish in Dividing Creek of all places we just talked about. A whole flat, 12 dozen, used to be $20.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days.
Remember?
Well, crew, yeah, I'm a fan of things. Shout out to the great late George Loader. I'm a fan of, yeah. When the water gets a little warmer, though, he turned me on to the 16th ounce or 8th ounce, Mr. Twister, yep, or whatever, white jig head,
yep,
on a little spinnerbait clip with the smallest mini you can find or a strip of worm, be it a bloodworm or a nightcrawler, whatever. Yep. And Al, fishing those things where the little ditches came into the main flow, it was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah,
these fish are aggressive and they're all over the place.
And you will catch larger fish on artificial. It'll be a noticeable difference in bigger fish when you mix the match. I hate to keep pushing it. I don't have any kind of an interest in the fill company or anything, but the slip bobber rig works really well for those perch also, because you can set the bobber about a foot, set your line so you're about a foot off the bottom, and you can actually fish a 2-hook rig,
yep,
very well a lead head and a hook, and a drop of Luke's hook above the lead head.
Yep.
And it's a 1-2 punch. And if you like just artificials, you can fish a Roadrunner, which is an underspin.
The little underspin Roadrunner. Crudelli, right. Shut up. You're killing me, bro.
I hate to say this too, but the small cast masters are out of this world.
The little spoons.
Yep. Spoons are deadly. Eighth ounce and up to 3/8 of an ounce. Crocodile spoons, small crocodiles are deadly.
Little crocs, yeah.
Small vibro mat, small vibro blades, small rattle traps, whatever you're comfortable with.
Al, I had some great luck down in an area you showed me. I'm not going to mention it to my people, but I used, and a shout out to Jeff Smith at Trout Magnet, Leland Lores. I got hold of the slab magnet. It's real. I tell you, it's a hell of a teaser for flounder.
Yeah.
It looks like, and you just, on a regular jig, you don't even have to use a Leland Lores jig, just plain jig. Al, that little tail, the slab fat body, the profile, the white perch and the yellows mixed in, crew. Yeah. Yellows went bats.
Yeah. They people think you have to use a typical top and bottom rig and sit on a bucket and fish for them, and that's not the truth. I mean, you can be as active fishing for them as you want to be, or you can sit back and wait for them to bite also. But keep your rig simple. If you like a top and bottom rig, then use no heavier than 20-pound mainline. 12-pound leaders to your, again, Aberdeen type of hooks. Will support. That's a wire hook. And that'll support a grass shrimp as well as a minnow and keep them alive on your hook.
Mm-hmm.
And still, hang that worm on there if you'd like. Be prepared. It mixed in with the keeper brand, which are dynamo eating, as everybody knows, but. There is stripers mixed in. One out of eight is a keeper.
Nice.
And there is quite a few catfish just to keep the lines bent. So I guess what I'm trying to say is this is the kind of fishery where if you wanted to take your son or your kids out for a couple hours and let them catch a few fish just to show them how interesting the sport is, because I don't think a lot of dads are doing that anymore.
No.
As many as should be. It's a great way to do it. Panfishing, again, they're great eaters.
Crew, you mentioned the cats. Now, these aren't channel cats. These are bullheads. But listen, let me tell you something about tidal water bullet in the spring. It's out there by the Bass River there in New Gretna. Oh, do well there. Al, I tell you, fillet them. Give them a little soak. It's chicken fingers. I'm talking now early spring. Early, when water gets up to 60, 65, forget it. They get that mud. Whatever.
Yeah.
Bullheads are luscious right now, man.
Well, the Great Egg Harbor tributaries where I've been fishing the last few days, I can tell you from yesterday's sight on my fish finder, two double fish finder redundancy, it was 57 degrees water temperature yesterday afternoon. And again, that's surface water temperature, but that's prime temperature for white perch. And a little late, but there is still a few yellows too. I haven't been very successful with them. They usually take a little more of a freshwater approach,
We did well in the games way back up in there. Yeah. You mean Jimmy and Mike, but that was, and those, listen, these perch were 12, 13, 14, and they had rose sacks the size of sausages.
Yep. Yesterday, the white perch were that size. I mean, we had them, we honestly had them, on a digital scale up to a pound and a quarter.
Fantastic.
They're just right. No monsters, no 2-pounders, but. They were there, and that's in a couple hours.
Give a prime tidal time flow. Last hour of the incoming, first two, last of the first of the outgoing. What's the dealio? Because we're up against a break. Go.
Yeah, go. If I'm prospecting, if I'm going to an area that I haven't been fishing, I want to try something new, I go 2 hours before the high tide, the highest it'll be, and then work the outgoing because I'm going to check a few things out. If I know where I'm going, you can skip that couple hours ahead until the water starts to warm up a little more. Which won't be long also, then you can fish both sides. I start leaning towards the cleanest water I can find once the water temperature is satisfying for all temps or for all species. I start looking for clean water. And the water was clean yesterday. You're always going to have a brackish roll to the water. So not going to be that saltwater clean. But you could tell, you know, there's no grass and it's not slimy, you know, and that's usually conducive to a good catch, too. You know, pay attention to your tides. Perch are notorious spiders, as are stripers, early morning and late in the afternoon.
Right.
Although you can catch them all day, you know.
Especially now. They're like putting me in an Italian deli or bakery. It's going on.
If we have one more quick tip I'd like to give you on the perch. Guys, if you're fishing in a boat and you have this situation, take a minute to look at the chart. There is plenty of charts for those rivers and where you're fishing. And what you want to do is try to find a drain, a creek that is draining a salt pond. And the salt pond are those shallow ponds that you would think there would be anything in that are up on the marshes. You find a creek that is draining those, they're the ones you want to concentrate your efforts on, because I know I'm giving out more secrets. But
no, that's fine, Al. I want to share the wealth, man.
You want to concentrate your efforts, because that's where your big spawners are going to be.
Share the wealth. Captain Krill, thanks for sharing the tips, man.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Before we let you go, Crudelli, November, yes, that puppy, we are back down there in that god-awful place with that rabbit wire for those swampers. That a deal?
Yeah.
Is that a deal?
As long as you don't let that one tiptoe by you again, you're in.
He had to mention that.
Your better half told me to mention that.
Let me tell you something. I thought I was back up in Maine with a snowshoe hare that hadn't turned white yet. Al, those swampers, that's a whole different breed of cottontail, man.
They make you look the wrong way. You know,
that's how badass these rabbits are. You take a shot and you miss when they come back after you.
Yeah, and they do well as the coyotes. The coyote predation's making them nuts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, everything is a battle for life.
Crew, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Let's get down. Crew, sometime next week, I want to get on the last of this perch right before the trout thing starts.
Got you. Bring your camera and your plane, Mike, for me.
Good, you got it, man. We'll see you, brother.
Thanks, brother. Yep. See you. Bye-bye.
Crudelli, what a history we have. But just an incredible captain, incredible fisherman, and always willing to share the knowledge. Like, show, just tell the people where to fish, catch the fish, go out and do it. Okay, man, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, the worsening traffic in the nation's capital has brought back what's known as slugging. Hear how the commuter hack works and what proper etiquette entails. Also, what upgrades to Amazon's Alexa mean for digital assistants, plus the new tax scams that are part of the IRS list of Dirty Dozen, and what happens to an astronaut's body after being in space for months. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, closing out the weekend of March 22nd and 23rd on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Let's get to Andy Grossman, Riptide Bait and Tackle down there, 1201 West Brigantine Avenue, lovely island of Brigantine. His Striper Derby is underway. Andy, tell us about it, man. It looks like a great time.
Yep, a lot of fun. The 2025 Spring Striper Derby started March 1st, runs through May 23rd. You got four divisions in it. You have drum, tog, stripers, and blues.
Oh.
Cash prizes. We give out $3,000 in cash prizes.
Whoa.
To the divisions, first, second, and third. It gives you access to drive the front beach of Brigantine, New Jersey, as long as you have a valid Brigantine 4x4 permit. You can come in. You got to get that first, and then you can come in here, and for $30, you get the one that gives you access to the whole front of the beach until right before Memorial Day.
Andy, $3,000, that's a lot of scratch, man.
Yeah, well, it all comes from the entry fees, and then we give it out, and we do a lot of donations locally in this town.
Right.
It's a great community to live in, and we give a lot back to the community, and that's how we were able to do it.
Andy, how many years has this derby been going on?
Derby, I've been doing it for, I would say, 20, but I think it's been going on probably 32, something like that. I know they ran it before I got into the business.
Okay, Andy, real fast, man. If anything's like last year, we got an increasing drum bite there. Black drum in the suds, no?
Black drum on the surf has been jumping. It used to be you had to go down to Cape May, go down to the Rip, sit in that little, you know, bed there. Now it seems to be up and down on the beaches, and I don't know what's making them come in. Maybe because they're looking for the Riptide Rotters. That could be the – who knows? You don't know.
The rip, go into that Riptide Rotter. What is that? That's your special bivalve? What do you got?
That's our special version of clams. It's all the same. We just like to call them. We give it a name, the Riptide Rotters, and it's just been over all these years. People have picked it up, and they come in and they say, give me a dozen Riptide Rotters. So we've just run with it, and it's kind of funny.
Andy, before I let you go, real quickly, there's some whispers about the impending arrival of the spring weakfish run, which is usually last of March, first 2 weeks of April, maybe. You hearing anything chatter out there?
The weakfish guys are very, very closed lips. They don't really tell you. But I know that these guys doing a lot of flounder fishing have been banging out a lot of weakfish and nice size weakfish. But it just seems like that, you know, the guys that go for them, get them. So I think it's coming back real strong.
This is good. Andy, real fast, people want to find out more about your derby. Where do they go? To RiptideBaitAndTackle.com. What's the dealio?
You can go on to Facebook or Riptide Bait and Tackle. You can call the shop, 609-264-0440. We're always here. We're always ready to answer questions.
Okay, and we'll catch you next week, man. Take care.
All right, Tommy. See you, bud.
Wrapping it up with Theno Thunder from Allen's Dock, Route 9 in New Greta. Justin Theno, man, that Bass River area, it's a perch powder keg about to blow, and you got some bass in the mix. What's happening here, little brother?
Yeah, I think you got it. You got it right when you say it's a powder keg getting
it's
ready. No,
to it's going to.
Yeah, it's people are itching. Guys are starting to show up on the nicer days. It was a slower start to this season than we've had the last couple of years, but I'm starting to see some signs of it turning around.
Justin, any little bass in the mixture? They're usually mixed in with the perch, correct? Is that more out towards the confluence with the mullica, or is it right back in there through your area, all the way back up into the river?
I think your best bet is to head a little bit closer into the Mullica River estuaries, a little bit closer to the bays and whatnot. Uh-huh. But you can find them just about anywhere. You look for feeder streams. You know, you got a little creek that feeds into another river.
That's it. That's
and you're going to find some fish.
Okay, Justin, for the bass, for the white putch, as my main man Suki used to call them, or is it a strictly bloodworm bite? Can you get them on plastics? What's the deal?
Listen, bloodworms are typically the best bait. Best bet coming this time of year. Doesn't mean that they're the only thing that works, though. We've seen people catching on mag darters, the NLBN jig heads. Yep. They're doing great. So there's options. If you don't want to just sit and bait fish, you can try to jig some up, and you're not going to get them like you do in maybe the fall, but you can get them.
Okay, one other thing, people. That Bass River, a dynamic early spring catfish fishery. Justin, you got some honkers there, man.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we do. It's one of the best kept secrets in South Jersey, I think.
Okay, listeners, it's Allen's Dock, Route 9, North Brown in New Gretna, right under the Parkway Bridge. Hang that right. Watch out. There's usually a state trooper there and a speed trap. Oh, did I let that out? Also, if you're in that area, hit that the Gretna store. You want a sandwich that comes with a heart and lung machine and maybe a gurney? The people down there make a hell of a list of sandwiches. Sorry, just had to get that in. I'm a foodie.
Oh, you gotta try that burger of the month, man. That's the one, the Reuben burger. That's good.
Jess, we'll see you in a little while, man. Take care.
All right.
See ya.
Gotcha.
That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Okay, it's coming. It's coming. Bite stalls, it gets better. It stalls, it's just going to keep getting better and better. Get out there and enjoy. The warm weather is coming soon, the continuity of it all. God bless America. God bless our first responders. God bless our troops. And we'll see you next week. Law enforcement, too. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Perch, bass, trout. Oh, by the way, don't fish those trout stock waters. But you got some pickerel out there. Oh, God, it's crazy. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.